There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Robbie Greenfield is with us in the room. Robbie, it's very nice to see you.
It's lovely to see you.
It's been a busy summer for you, hasn't it? I know the quiz is ongoing. I know it's going very well.
Isn't summer supposed to be downtime?
Well, for some of us, but you didn't get that memo, did you?
No, I didn't. Not at all.
Your beard is...
I want my money back.
Your beard's grown since...
I haven't had time to shave.
Really?
Is that what it was? Oh, yeah. Get the violins out. Oh, Sal, get the violins out, eh?
It's just your best Chris McCarty impression. I mean, it all adds. If you were talking in a slightly Scottish twinge to us now, I mean, yep. We wouldn't know the difference.
Absolutely, that's what I'm going for.
Don't get him started. He did that last week. You started. Really? Remember, you started your update in the voice of Chris.
I did. Well, it was the return of the Premier League, and it just didn't seem right that he wasn't there to usher in a new season in the Premier League. And I know he's actually been in agony over in Florida, where he's on holiday at the moment, because every update I've seen of his involves football.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's his thing, isn't it? What do you expect?
Well, yeah, but just take a few weeks to maybe, you know, de-stress, get football out of your system for a while, re-energise, focus on other things, but
you know him better than that.
No,
go on holiday? Where does he get taken?
He goes to Sweden and Norway, and he goes and watches football matches in Scandinavia.
He'd be at a football match now if he wasn't in Florida, where there isn't much soccer.
Yeah, exactly. My son, I was at Celtic Park this summer. I saw the Rosenberg game. I didn't get to see very much else. My kids have been at Bristol City.
I'm putting my scarf back on for the sports slot.
It's getting a bit parky in here, isn't it? Let's be honest. So let me ask you this. The Coppa del Dubai has now done. And
mercifully, yes.
Let me put it this way. Passion was in evidence.
It was a frenetic, a little bit like the Premier League. It was fully committed, frenetic, and it was really edge of your seat stuff. And let's say that I think players played on the edge of their kind of mental dispositions. So it bubbled over in a couple of occasions, but we did see a winner, which was good. And it was actually an enjoyable tournament, and it was. It was great. We had some really, really good players. And the standard, I thought, was excellent. I think we had 80 teams register and only 16 compete. So, you know, well done to even get to that knockout stage in the first place. But it was the knockout stage. It was truly a knockout stage. It was an interesting turn of events.
Who won? Give a big up to the team.
A big up to the team that won, that managed to keep their discipline the best and play the best football. It was the future stars who are now current stars. They have come of age. They beat AD United FC in the final.
Right.
And hopefully we're going to have a future stars player on Monday Night Football tomorrow to relive the glory of that moment.
But inaugural champions.
It was, as so many sporting events are, it was chaotic.
I can imagine. But I mean, the thing that stood out, aside from, you know, passions running high, is the fact that the standard was so high as well. You were surprised by
it. Really was. I actually thought that Omar Abdul Rahman was playing at a couple of... He looked a bit like Omar Abdul Rahman as well. He had the hairstyle, and he had the silky moves.
Really?
But there were lots and lots of extremely good players. It was one-touch football. And it was not jumpers for goalposts either.
Should we move up a couple?
There were quite a few complaints about the size of the pitch.
Let's move up a couple of notches.
I had to get actually out of the way. I wanted to invite anyone who wanted to complain to either leave a comment in a Dropbox to be replied to sometime in 2018, or just essentially answer everyone's complaint, because we were getting a lot of similar questions. So I said, look, a lot of you will have noticed that the pitches are somewhat bigger than standard five-a-side pitches. I think they're actually seven-a-side pitches. That's what we were allocated. It is what it is. I can't shrink the pitch for you. So just play. You're Barcelona, basically. You like playing on big wide-open spaces to play your football. That's good, right?
So they were whinging like normal footballers.
Yeah, it was...
Can we move on to some real football? No, come on.
There's one thing. There is a better whinge than that at the sports quiz. You were saying today, lady getting at you for not having a popular music round, which I thought was a classic.
That's right. Yeah.
Where's the music?
Yeah, where's the pop? Yeah. Where's the pop music round? No. And I had to point out that it was a sports quiz. And short of actually tearing up the round and actually coming up with questions off the top of my head, there wasn't much I could do.
Well, Robbie, I have to say there might be something we could do.
Yeah?
We could think of sporting greats music that they've released. John Barnes has got a few gems.
You're absolutely right. And actually, well, that's a good idea because we'd already come up with potentially a future idea involving movies. Sporting movies and questions off the back of that. That is a good idea. That is why Natalie Lindo Taylor is the chief operator, COO of the Dubai Eye Sports Quiz.
Are you just getting the excuses in case anyone has any complaints about this now?
Do you know what that is? That's called passing the buck, that is, NLT.
I enjoy passing the buck. That's what I do at the quiz. Direct all your complaints to either Natalie or Rick Bullamere. They will be more than happy to deal with you.
What else do you want to talk about now?
Let's talk about the football. There is ongoing football live in the Premier League at the moment. Newcastle's return to the Premier League under Rafa Benitez. It's at St James's Park. It's 0-0 at half-time. Tottenham are the visitors. Runners-up last season, of course. They've had 68% of the possession, but neither team has really done all that much with it. And I'm still trying to work out how a guy called Kyle Walker-Peters has replaced Kyle Walker in Tottenham's defence.
Just to make it easy for commentators, I think. That's as simple as it gets.
Yeah, just where's the double? I thought, hang on, has he got married? And no, it's a different guy. Harry Kane, obviously top scorer from last season. He hasn't really had too much in the way of chances so far. Newcastle, I think they're defending pretty deep. We saw that with Brighton yesterday against Manchester City. Eventually, they were broken down late on by a goal from Sergio Aguero. But I think we're going to see a familiar pattern from some of the, let's say, less creative sides in the Premier League where they sit deep and they soak up the pressure and they're extremely well organised. And as we've seen from this weekend's action, I think the major takeaway is don't take anything for granted in the Premier League. Huddersfield beat Crystal Palace 3-0 away. Burnley beat Chelsea 3-2. Scarcely believable at Stamford Bridge.
Conte not worried, he says.
Conte not worried, apparently. He looked pretty worried. He's worn the look of a worried man for a while now.
He has, but they were down to 9 men and got 2 goals back, and it could have, you know, been a draw. It was pretty close.
They had a great last-minute chance, actually.
He would say that after a game like that. I mean, that's a little bit of character there, isn't it? And there should be a team worth that much money, I suppose you could argue as well. Barcelona-Real Madrid tonight, I think that's probably kind of an important story. Zinedine Zidane's just signed another deal. Do you know what's interesting about him signing? Is he says, contracts just don't mean anything. I know what I'm here to do. If I don't do well, they'll get rid of me. It's fine. But I will
and
never
And we're going to see that
with
Philippe Coutinho as well. Contracts are not going to mean much in that situation either because I think that one is edging towards the exit door. I think he probably will end up joining Barcelona. Okay. Dortmund have already suspended Ousmane Dembele, although there's talk that they can't afford both. So if they do sign Dembele, then that is probably the one hope that Liverpool have of hanging on to Philippe Coutinho. But I think having already, well, Jurgen Klopp has said it's now in the hands of FSG as to how they want it, the owners of the club, how they want to proceed with it. But Zinedine Zidane, again, it is Real Madrid. He's actually, you know, he's done extremely well. I mean, it helps when you win 2 Champions Leagues and a La Liga and become the first manager in, 50 years to complete a La Liga and Champions League double with Real Madrid.
It does help,
It adds a couple of games worth of job security. But make no mistake, if he started on a bad run in 2 or 3 games, we'd be talking about him being under pressure. It's that intense at Real Madrid. And he's absolutely right. A contract means nothing, but it probably adds a few zeros to his bank account. Not that that would be in any... I'm sure that's in good shape.
He's been there 18 months.
Incredible, isn't it?
And a La Liga.
And you'd think that would give you at least security up until about 2019, 2020. But as we saw with Claudio Ranieri last season...
You don't get long.
Even if you win the title for Leicester, if results do not go your way, you will be moved along.
Hero to zero.
And
before we let you go, Robbie, quickly let's talk golf because we're going into the final round of the US PGA and somebody I've never heard of leading.
Kevin Kisner, who is, he's definitely a name for the closet golf fans and not the wider public at large. But he is leading by one shot at Quail Hollow. It's the final major of the year, the PGA Championship. He's on 7 under par. It's a tough setup as well. They've obviously made it very difficult. The greens are very quick. The rough's long. It's a tight course. And I think that the guy we really need to look out for going into this final round is Hideki Matsuyama, one shot back, the Japanese player who's in such great form this season. I think he's won three times on the PGA Tour, if I'm not mistaken, including last week at the WGC event down at Firestone. So he's carrying a lot of form. He shot a 64 in the second round. And in that final group, I think he'll be playing with Kevin Kisner. I expect him to be the best chance. It's so tight. Anything can happen. You've got Justin Thomas, who's another great young up-and-coming player. Louis Oosthuizen, who's won an Open Championship before. A bit of a shame to see Jason Day tail off in his final few holes. Mm. Ricky Fowler as well, another player who's won at Quail Hollow. He's six back. I'd say he's just about in contention if he can get off to a really good start. But as for the likes of Jordan Spieth, who's going for the career Grand Slam, he's 10 shots back. And Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson, they are 11. They're out of contention. So it will be another new name, I feel. Or if unless Louis Oosthuizen comes through and wins his second major, it's going to be another brand new name on a major championship. So that trend will continue, I think.
It's a nice news headline, that's for sure. Depends who's got the flexpertise. We learned a new word in the last hour on this programme. Flexpertise.
What on earth does that even mean?
Good question. I forgot.
Expertise across a wide range of subjects or something?
No, flexibility and expertise together. So in golf, I mean, particularly in golf, you need a bit of flexibility, don't you? Because the swing takes so much out of you.
Yeah.
Particularly in later golfing careers. And expertise in, that's good. That's good work.
I like it.
Yeah, you can have that one for free.
Okay, thank you.
Robbie Greenfield, that's the sport. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
All right.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.